This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The weekly state crop report was released yesterday, and warm, dry conditions have operators out in the field doing field work and planting. Operators hope to make significant progress before predicted rains arrive later in the week. Statewide, the average temp was 53.6 degrees, or 1.6 degrees above normal. Precip averaged 0.64 inches, or 0.41 inches, below normal. There were 4.5 days suitable for field work during the week ending on April 17th. Topsoil moisture supply rated at 1% very short, 9% short, 74% adequate, and 16% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 5% short, 83% adequate, and 12% surplus. Corn planted was at 12% compared to last year's number of 11% and the five-year average of 14%. Winter wheat headed had reached 1% behind the five-year average of 9%. Winter wheat condition was rated 1% very poor, 5% poor, 28% fair, 51% good, and 15% excellent. And now we'll check in with a farmer from Madison County to see how the crop report compares to our local farms. I talked with Steve Plocker on Monday morning just before he was getting ready to start planting. Steve's family is retired from the dairy industry, but they still farm about 1,000 acres and feed cattle. Steve, it's been a little while since we talked the last time, so if you could just go ahead and remind us where you're located in Madison County and how many acres you have.
We're located way on the east, southeastern portion of Madison County, right on the Bond County line by Pierron, Illinois. And we run corn, soybeans, wheat, alfalfa. As an ex-dairy farmer, we still raise dairy heifers, so we're still very much in the forage business here also. So we farm about 1,000 acres total throughout the year, split up amongst the different crops. So that's where we're at for right now.
All right. And I know this week is really everyone's going to be hitting it hard for planting, and a lot of people starting today. But before we talk about that, you do have some winter wheat that you sowed last fall. So how has that been looking for you?
Well, the crop looks excellent at this point. It's really been... it didn't go dormant till December, and by February it was greening up again. So the crop really looks good. It's way ahead of schedule, so we'd probably be cutting wheat the middle of June the way it looks like now. So very promising, although wheat acres, I'm down quite a bit on wheat acres, and I know a lot of people didn't plant wheat acres after the terrible crop history we had with wheat last year. So it'll be a short crop, but hopefully it'll be a good one.
Well, sounds like great things there, and you had mentioned to me today is going to be your first day of planting. So what do the plans look like for today?
Well, we were fortunate, like most other people in this area. Everybody's had their anhydrous ammonia put on and kind of waiting for dry weather. We had, in our area, 2+ inches of rain last week that really slowed things down. So we still have quite a few fields that we can't travel, but we found a few yesterday that we did work up, and we're going to hit with the planter today. Before the way it sounds, we're going to get a few more showers here now the middle of the week.
And are you thinking about 50-50 on corn and beans, or how much are you going to be planting?
Yeah, we'll be right at 50-50 this year, roughly between 300 and 400 acres on corn and beans also. So it works out just the way our rotation was, that we're almost exactly 50-50 this year.
Okay, well, we wish you guys the best of luck as you get started. Any other thoughts you'd want to mention today?
Well, just, I know I had a personal close experience yesterday on the highway traveling with farm equipment and motorcycles and cars. So everybody keep your eyes open for the other guys, because they don't seem to pay a whole lot of attention to us sometimes. So just be safe out there.
Once again, that was Steve Plocker, who's a farmer from Madison County. In other news, organizations in Macoupin County are working together to sponsor an exciting event this coming weekend. The Carlinville Area Hospital Foundation, Macoupin County Farm Bureau, and the Macoupin County Fair Board are selling tickets for a farm-to-table feast at the Bates Building on the County Fairgrounds this Saturday. I talked with Jamie Bray, the director of development for Carlinville Area Hospital, who's been helping with the planning of the event. She said there's over 300 tickets sold and tickets can be purchased until Thursday morning.
Well, the Carlinville Area Hospital Foundation realizes how important local is to Macoupin County, not only local health care, but local businesses and local talent. And so we decided to create the farm-to-table event for Macoupin County community, and we're going to have local foods, local flowers, local entertainment for everyone.
Sounds like a really great event. So this is serving as a fundraiser for the hospital foundation then?
It actually is. This first year we have actually priced it as almost a break-even event. But if there is any profit, the Carlinville Area Hospital Foundation, the Macoupin County Fair Board, and the Farm Bureau will split the proceeds.
Wonderful. So then it sounds like you are going to be working with a few other organizations. So the Farm Bureau and the Fair Board then?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So you said focusing on local food. So what local businesses are going to be involved and what's the evening going to be like?
Well, we have sold mostly tables for the event, some individual tickets, and they're going to walk into the Bates Building with a array of tables that are will be covered with white linens and have fresh florals or herbs or plants from Call's Greenhouse, Rhodes Greenhouse, and La Bella Fiori Greenhouse. And there will also be a house red and white wine on each table from Plainview Winery. We have Joe Frew is from Gillespie. He's going to be opening the night with his acoustic guitar. And then after dinner, we are going to have the band, Mile Station Band, who has reunited for us for that special event. And we have an array of potatoes, vegetables, salads, rolls. Farm Credit is going to be grilling ribeyes from Stars Primal Meats. We will have the local FFA group from Carlinville High School, and they will be serving Prairie Farms ice cream on homemade desserts, cobblers of sorts, baked by Judy Carricker. So it should be a really fun night.
Yes, sounds like lots of great people involved, and I'm sure that are going to be attending. Let's talk about if people would like to attend, how they can get tickets, what time the event starts, and remind us again the location, too.
Sure. Right now you can buy tickets up until this Thursday. You can find the tickets at Carlinville Area Hospital, My Sister's Closet, or Michelle's Pharmacy, both the Gillespie and Carlinville location, as well as the Farm Bureau here in Carlinville. Again, the event is this Saturday, the 23rd. Doors open at the Bates Building at 5:30. Dinner begins at 6:30, and entertainment to follow.
Well, certainly a really fun evening, and what a great cause, and hope to hopefully do this again in the future. Anything else that's happening at the Farm to Table Feast that I haven't asked you that you'd like to mention?
The only thing I would like to mention is that all three greenhouses have graciously allowed us to use their centerpieces for display, and you can actually purchase them that night for either take home or for a Mother's Day gift, and the money will be directed back to that specific greenhouse.
Jamie Bray, Director of Development for Carlinville Area Hospital, about the Farm to Table Feast happening this Saturday at the Bates Building on the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.